Outside the Frame puts cameras into the hands of young people and helps them document their lives. Tomorrow night, the organization holds a gala event presenting their critical documentary, The Lost Boys of Portlandia. Here to talk about it is Executive Director Neely Yosha. Thanks for coming in tonight, Neely.
Thanks for having me.
And Neely, the film, the gala kickoff showing the film is tomorrow night at Revolution Hall at 1300 Southeast Stark. The doors open at 6 and the film is at 7 p.m. and it's an all ages event and it's free. Sound right?
Sounds exactly right.
Okay, great. So first, Neely, can you explain what is Outside the Frame and when did you start and who do you work with?
Right. Outside the Frame is an organization that creates films with young people who are experiencing homelessness or otherwise marginalized. We have intensive film workshops for young people where they learn everything they need to know from pre-production to broadcast.
Awesome.
And the screenings are, you know, a movie's not done until it's screened. So this is part of the fun and part of the mission to get what these young people have to say out in front of an audience.
Awesome. Do you have facilities or how are you training them up?
We go to where they are. This organization started as a program of Outside In 2009.
Oh, Outside In, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They hired
me. The shelter downtown.
Yeah, it's a kind of wraparound services and a clinic for homeless youth. And okay. They hired me in 2009 to run their peer education program. And I thought, how do I engage a group of transient youth that don't have any tolerance for exercises in futility in something that matters? Well, films, right? It's obvious. There's something for everyone to do, and they get to learn important skills that they wouldn't have access to otherwise. You know, you need to have technical knowledge to make it in the world today, but they don't have access. So this gives them the skills and they pick it up so quickly. It's also kind of soft job skills. It's a therapeutic intervention. They, you know, have been told by the participants that by telling your story and seeing it, then you realize what it was.
Wow. Yeah. So it's an empowering and program for the youth and a way to express themselves or get their stories out.
Yeah. And art is, you know, as critical as food. You need food first. There are many organizations in town that provide life-saving, critical services to young people. The arts are always the first to be cut. This is a great complement. And it serves as a kind of a gateway drug to other things later. People participate in this program. They have a great time because they get to call the shots. They get to make their vision happen in the most sexy medium that there is. No offense to radio.
And video has power.
Yeah, and then they go and get their GED or go to college or live independently. It's a success, and then it.
So you mean by gateway drug here? You mean a gateway to more empowerment,
right?
Or more ideas,
right?
And what is your background in film, Neil?
My parents are independent filmmakers from Israel. They made the first anti-war film back when it was not fashionable in the 70s.
Wow.
And I grew up, as their indentured servant. And I tried to do anything but film. I wasn't a political activist in high school and but you can't escape your fate. Like I said, when I landed at Outside In, it just was the obvious thing to do. And here I am.
So you're comfortable being in film now?
Yeah.
Since it's not just, it's like being the preacher's kid. You have to go to church on Wednesday and Sunday, so you had to do film when you were growing up.
Exactly.
But now it's your choice.
And it's I grew up with it being a tool for social justice, right? It's not for entertainment. It's not for making money. It's a way to get a message out there. You can throw statistics at people all you want, but until their heart is touched, their minds won't change. And so a lot of people have preconceptions about these young people, and until they meet them, that won't change. And a film is the next best thing to meeting somebody in person.
Great, great. So talk about The Lost Boys and Girls. How did they get involved in Outside the Frame?
I was running the peer education group, and I showed them Disney's Peter Pan. And
Disney's Peter Pan?
Yeah. And they liked the idea and decided to make their own version of the story.
Oh, I see. This wasn't an instructional film. This was like an idea. Showing Peter Pan was an idea to give them an idea of a film.
Yeah, it seemed to, you know, they're real lost boys. They identified with the characters away. And then we decided that summer's series of film workshops would be devoted to that story.
Okay.
And we documented the whole process of them grappling with the main dilemma is if the main dilemma in the story is if Peter and the Lost Boys should return to mainstream society or stay in Never Never Land. And that's kind of the dilemma that the homeless youth face.
Yeah. So is that the story then in The Lost Boys of Portlandia?
Yeah.
Interesting. So in the years you have worked with young people who are not getting what they need from society today, what kind of stories do they have to tell?
Yeah. Stories of great originality and creativity and strength. They've all been through really hard things and have to, you know, they'd come to these film workshops and work very long days. Some would come from sleeping outside, some from sleeping in a shelter, some from transitional housing. Maybe their camp just got swept by the sheriff that morning, or they lost all of their belongings. But they would come and they would work hard all day. It wouldn't deter them.
And so they don't necessarily know where they're going to be that night.
Right. And the hardships are varied and are hard. But what struck me the most working with this group is that they're so capable and resilient and hilarious. And they're, I think what we are used to seeing are these like sad documentaries about the sad life that people have had, or we see PSAs or fundraising videos. They create really original, compelling stories that are, they're like canaries in the mine, right? They're the first victims of the societal problems that we have. But they're also, because of that, able to see very clearly where the problems are and have great ideas about what solutions there could be.
Well, that's interesting, because I was going to ask you, what do our young people really need that they aren't getting right now?
A chance to be the kind of masters of their own fate. They need a social safety net. They need, you know, those of us that have parents know that somebody has our back, you know, and they don't have that, and they would get kicked out of first their home and then different programs if they don't exactly follow the rules, which is why the arts is such a great venue. Being an artist is like the most fringe you can be while still being on the inside, with a very important role of alerting the rest of the community to the problems. They're perfectly suited for that. There's just so many skills that these young people have, and this program gives them a way to express them and act on them on their own terms.
And so who's working with you and supporting your efforts?
Well, this Outside the Frame was kind of born out of Outside In, and we work with them regularly and closely and have workshops there on a regular basis. I have independent filmmakers teaching the youth how to do the technical skills. We get support from Metro East Community Media for equipment. We've gotten support from Portland Community Media. So there's a group of, you know, professionals that work with them.
Awesome. So PCM, or Portland Community Media, is involved, and Outside In and these other groups. Is this your first film then with Outside the Frame, or have you done others earlier?
Earlier this year, we did a series of short films, health films. Outside In kind of contracted us to make some health-related films with a Kaiser grant that they got. And I was like, okay, guys, we have some really boring subject matter to make some health films about. I'm counting on you to make films that you would want to see. And they did.
Health films for houseless people?
The target audience was like, suddenly people that haven't had insurance forever are the new consumers, right? With things, thanks to Obamacare,
so,
now there's...
Yeah, a lot more people can get insurance coverage
If they know how to navigate the system. So it's again, an evolution of that peer education model, young people teaching other young people how to navigate the system. So they did a film noir parody on how to sign up for healthcare, and
Sweet.
A Wizard of Oz inspired piece about the transgender health clinic, and you'll see those tomorrow as well.
Those will run tomorrow as well, and now you have this feature film as well. So Neil Yoshi, we thank from Outside the Frame. We thank you for coming in. And the film, The Lost Boys of Portlandia, is tomorrow at Revolution Hall, at doors at 6, film at 7, all ages, free, at 1300 Southeast Stark by the old Washington High School. Neil Yoshi, thanks for being with KBOO Evening News.
Thank you.